that we see different things that happen to us that we take into effect. As we look at the scriptures this morning, starting at 37, it shocked me a little bit when God laid this on my heart this week. Look at how 37 opens up. It says, even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet. Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they could not believe, because as Isaiah says elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, as we look at your word this morning, Father God, help us to throw off everything, dear God, that hinders us from seeing what you want us to see. And Father, may we be found ever so obedient to you. That, Lord, we probably get blinded a lot of times too during the week, Father God. But, Lord, we know the one who is not blinded, and that's you. Father, as we look at your word this morning, help us to understand, Father God, and help us to apply it, dear Lord, that as we look for key things that jump out at us. Father, be with us, Lord, and thank you, God, for your living word that sustains us, Father God, that gives us everything we need. Lord, be with us as a church, dear God, in a pandemic, Father, that nobody expected to see. But Lord, may we be found ever so faithful, Lord, never missing a beat. God, be with us, lead, guide, and direct us, Father. These things I ask in your name. Amen. As we see 12 starting off right here, the first two words of the scriptures I read say, even after. Now, if you look around the surrounding scriptures to building up to this point, you see that Lazarus has just been raised from the dead, chapter 11. You see that Jesus is coming into Jerusalem as a king. The palm branches are going down. So at this time, we see that his number began to grow and grow and grow. So at this time, when the Pharisees were around him and their hearts are so hardened, there was possibly thousands of people. They were all over him. They had seen what he had done. They've laid down. He's on the donkey. He's riding in. I could imagine it was a celebration. The screams you just heard from the kids up in the shoeboxes was probably something similar to that, that there was shouting and there was just praising God. If you look at it right there in 12:13, it says, they took palm branches and went out to meet him shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. How you see that it's surrounded, you see the excitement building on it. Is what you do. And look at what he sees after so many, even after everything he had done at this time. You see the Pharisees hitting him hard and not allowing any of it. Hosanna, Hosanna. You hear how powerful the words are when you think about it. Go back, I encourage you to look at it and see. Look at what he says right there. 42 says, yet at the same time, look at this, many even among the leaders believed in him. Pharisees believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. Fear that they would be put out. I would hate to live in a time like that when I couldn't come to church and worship Jesus the way I wanted to, or I would be in fear that somebody would look down on me. That hurts a lot of times. Look at what he goes on to say. For they loved human praise more than praise from God. They were blinded, people. They were blinded is what they were. They didn't see Jesus. They were too busy wrapped up in their traditions and the things that surrounded them every day. They didn't see, they didn't experience the true gift of Christ. What was it like when we first experienced that true gift of Christ? Look at it. Look at what he says right there. 44. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." 47 says, "If anyone hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge that person. For I did not come to judge the world, but I came to save the world." Now look at those three verses that I read right there. That was 44 through 47. Give me three action words, and I hope I'm saying this right, Brenda. She'll correct me if I'm wrong. But a verb is an action word, is it not?
Some verbs are action.
Some verbs are action. So let's look at those three words that jump out. I don't know what y'all's text says, but believes, looks, hears. Is that safe to say, Brenda? Those are three action words? That we have three action words that jump out as to us on that scripture. Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. Now, I'm going to tell y'all of a little website called blueletterbible.org that I've shared with you before. Anybody who has a computer, an iPhone, an iPad can go to this website and you will be absolutely amazed at what you find. And it'll give you scripture references. It has tools in there to give you Strong's Accordance. You have all different sort of little tools. But when you go to focusing on Jesus' words and you really start looking at the action in them, you start to see the first one we come across, believe. Now, I did a little research right there, and just in John, just over 160 times in 149 verses, the word believe is used. And that's not believes, that's not believeth, that's just believe. Over 160 times. John 3:12 says, "I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?" They said to the woman in John 4:42, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." John 6:29, Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." Look at how, and think about that. How many times have you seen the word believe? If you took one chapter of John and you started underlining the same word over and over again, think of what he's really trying to tell you when you believe, when you hear, when you look. Use your eyes, use your ears, just like we just sang about. What's the most powerful verse in John? John 3:16, of course. "For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, so whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Whoever believes in him. Think of how powerful that word is, and think of how where Jesus is using it right here. He's talking directly to the Pharisee. "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me, who is God." Look at what 45 says right there. Now let's go to the second action word, Miss Brenda. "The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me." I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Isn't it amazing how God created us with two eyes to see, to look? Sometimes, though, when we keep looking at the same thing, sometimes it's hard to get a new perspective on it. Everybody remembers Forrest Gump, right? Wonderful movie, right? Wonderful person. So, Forrest lives his life on earth and passes away, goes up to heaven. St. Peter meets him at the pearly gates and says, Forrest, it's been getting a little crowded up here in heaven, so before you enter, I'm going to have to give you a little test. And Forrest says, that's no problem, St. Peter. Go ahead and give me the, I can't do my Forrest voice. He says, go ahead and give me the questions. And he says, I want you to name the first question. I want you to study this and really think about it. I want you to name 2 days that start with the letter T. That's the first question. Second question, I want you to tell me how many seconds are in a year. Third question, what is God's first name? So Forrest was complex. He says, well, okay. He went away and he studied and he came back the next day and St. Peter sitting up there. So he says, have you thought about what I've asked you? Forrest, and Forrest said, yes, I have. I'm ready, I believe. He says, okay, let's begin the test. 3 questions. He said, what are two? Not again. What are 2 days of the week that start with the letter T? What would you say? Tuesday and Thursday. Today and tomorrow is what he says. Well, St. Peter looks at him just a second. He says, well, that's a little different. He says, here's your calculator. I want you to tell me next how many seconds are in the year. Forrest says, well, I don't need a calculator for that, St. Peter. It's easy. It's 12. He said, how on earth did you come up with 12? He said, well, there's January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd. It's 12 seconds. Oh, you got me on that one again. That's a different way of looking at it. I didn't think about that. And he said, well, I'm going to get you on this last one. I bet you don't know God's first name. And Forrest said, it's Howard. Howard? He looked at him a second. He said, and Forrest said, it's in the prayer. He said, St. Peter said, what prayer? He said, the Lord's Prayer. He said, recite it for me. I'm going to have to hear it. Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name. It's all in a perspective, ladies and gentlemen. It's how we look at it, how we see things a little bit different, how we look at things. Because Christ looks at us, too, a little bit different. We are His people. He has called each and every one of us to be for Him. Think about that. He says, if anyone, the one who looks at me and seeing the one who sent me, I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. He uses the last one right there. He says, if anyone hears my words, our action word there, but does not keep them, I do not judge that person. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. How come everybody feels, and use this as church, if you think about it, shouldn't every pew, every spot be filled up in this church? Why do people feel so judged before they come in here? What is it that we could change? What is it that we could do different? And I ask that question as thinking outside the box. Because the way we've been looking at it, obviously, maybe not be right. Maybe we need a new perspective. Because God's word is clear. And it tells us just like it is. But that's always puzzled me. It seems like with all the hurting people, with everything that goes on, because a lot of times they'll tell you too, well, I don't want to be judged. Well, who's judging you? I'm the most imperfect person of all, I feel like. Same thing Paul tells us in his word. None of us are perfect by no means. Think about that. Believes, looks, hears. Three describing verb words that we need to apply to our lives. To open up our eyes a little bit more, to hear things maybe a little bit different, and to be able to put into action what we need to. WSFA had a story this week. And before I get to that, has anybody, y'all know what these are, right? Little offering envelope, okay? This is always a good question for you. What's changed in your life this past year that's drawn you closer? You could go back several years. And a lot of people like Benny, I know we've had a lot of intimate talks on the phone with all the surgeries and everything he's been through. He's had to reaffirm himself that God's not done with me yet. He still has plans for me. This offering envelope is from September the 16th, 2007. From Anna Gilliard. She would have been at this age probably five or six. She apparently gave $11,000 that day. That was good. Her class was Miss Lisa. She was present. She had her Bible brought. She read her Bible daily. Her lesson was studied. She was given. She had the worship attendance. Visits to prospects, she had 10,000. She visited 10,000 people that week. Ministry action to members, she had 10,000. That was a good number. And then ministry action to others, she actually had 11,000. So she was on a roll. She had a good week. It's funny to see how we've grown back and how the things we've done. And then on the back, you know what it says? What's for lunch? That's the true response. And can I go home with Mamaw? Those are the things that we see. Has anybody ever found one of these in their Bible from a long time ago that maybe the kids had scribbled on and stuff? It warms your heart to think about how they've changed since then and the different things that's happened. God gives us those three things, the believes, the looks, and the hears. Because he didn't come to judge the world. He came to save us. And that's exactly what he did. Now, last little part right there. There is a judge, and look at what he says in 48. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. The very words I have spoken will condemn them at the last day. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say. I think, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pay a little closer attention to the details of life. We do. We really do. Story on WSFA this week. I want y'all to, I photoshopped it is what I did so I could make sure I didn't mess up any part of it. Have you ever heard of something? They use the thing called God winks is what they did. I call it a lot of times the Holy Spirit showing itself. Or we see God in action. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? You see God move in a story. Listen at this. Godwinks follows high school senior honoring late brother in Elmore County, Alabama. This was featured this week, okay? I hope some of y'all saw it. It says, the Benton brothers are no stranger to Edgewood Academy's football program. But last Friday, the youngest brother, Joseph, decided to pay homage to his guardian angel, and it couldn't have played out more perfect. Joseph's brother, Jacob Benton, had passed away in a car accident during his senior year of high school football. He had been a beloved member of the Wildcats football team and was Joseph's role model. And the younger son told him, every game I play is for Jacob. Losing a brother is hard, especially when you look up to him. So when the brother passed away, they retired his jersey is what they did, Coach. They retired his jersey and put it up in a locker. Well, with this was going to be the younger brother's last game, they wanted to do something special for it. And it said during that time that they had brought the jersey out of retirement is what they did. And he said, Jacob's presence was alive and well during the Wildcats' first playoff game against Patrician Academy. Joseph made the game-winning play to help his team to a 35-34 victory. If you add those numbers together, you come up with the number 69. That was the boy's jersey number, was 69. And then when they started looking on into it a little bit further, they found other things, too. Listen to this. So first of all, they win the game 35-34, and if you add those together, you get 69. Well, you got the jersey number 69. The temperature outside at kickoff was 69 degrees. And guess where they were playing? Off Route 69. When it was said and done with it, he said, I think there's times in our life where we call them God winks. And he just kind of winks down on us and says, hey, I'm in control of this. Man, how powerful. We each get God winks all the time. We see it move in our children. We see it move through our lives, through different things that see us. We know Jesus was right here with us. And when you underline those in your Bible, whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I've come into this world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in the darkness. Come to the light is what he's calling us to do. To always be ready. Come to the light. If anyone hears my words but does not keep them, I don't even judge them. I didn't come here to judge you. I came here to save you. Man, how much more powerful can we be when we think about our spiritual blindness? I guess the moral of the story today is, if you've been looking at something in your life for a long time and you hadn't quite figured out what God wants you to do with it, maybe it's time to look at it from a different view, different point of perspective, whatever can change the way you've been looking at it. Because Christ called each and every one of us to be a light in the world. Amen? A light in the world. Think about that as we start our weeks this week through the God winks, through Forrest Gump, through God's Word and what it means to each and every one of us. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that you have given us, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the winks in our lives, Father, where you reassure us, Father, that you are right there moving, right there with us. Lord, I pray, God, that you be with us as a church, Lord, as we press forward, Father God, in an uncertain time, dear God, that we stay to right what we're supposed to be doing, Father, that we meet, Lord, we come into your house together. I pray, God, that you be with us, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. All these shoeboxes that are going to go out of here this week, Father God, Lord, bless each and every one of those little children. Father, we just love you and we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for letting us assemble in your house. These things we ask in your most precious and holy, holy name. Amen.